This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for February 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says there, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth," end of quote. An understanding of who you are is the primary defense system for the pressures of your life. Teenagers and young adults face peer pressure. Your friends press you to do what is cool. You feel like you can please and get acceptance from your friends by giving in to their pressures and influence. However, cool things like smoking, alcohol, drugs, and lustful internet sites hook you and addicts you for the rest of your life. You become a victim of cool things for the remainder of your life with no way of escape. Finally, you end up losing health, relationship, and your name and reputation. Grown-ups and adult people also have these different kinds of pressures in their life. Dearly beloved, our today's Bible insight says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God." An understanding of yourself is vital to face life successfully. First, understand and remember your history and your identity. Your true identity is defined by God, not by the people around you. The Bible says God created you. God made you in His own image. Your father and mother gave you birth. However, you were not their idea. You are God's idea. The Bible also says God loves you deeply and He is committed for your future well-being, not just here on this earth, but even after the death of your life. Bible says God knew you and saw you even before you become a formed substance in your mother's womb. God formed your inward parts. God knitted you together in your mother's womb. You are skillfully, wonderfully, and fearfully made by God. The book of Psalms 139, verse 16. In other words, you are not an accident. You are not a pain. You are not a burden in this earth. You are not an afterthought of your parents. Bible says, even before God created the earth and heavens, He saw you. He knew you, and He determined your allotted time in history and all the details of your life. Book of Acts chapter 17, verse 26, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It was all written down in His book, although you did not live yet one day on this world. Bible says in the book of Psalms 139, verse 16, this, about God, it says, "You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book," Psalms 139, verse 16. My dearly beloved, this is your real history and identity. God created you. You are His. You belong to God because God skillfully, wonderfully, fearfully formed you as an individual. God loves you and He is committed for your future well-being here on this earth and after your death. Secondly, God loves you deeply and fully committed to you. You see, mother's love for her child is the deepest love people generally experience. But listen to what God said. And it is recorded in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah 19, verses 15 to 16. It says, "So the Lord answers, can a woman forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? Even if a mother should forget her child, I will never forget you." Then God says this, "I have written your name on the palms of my hands." End of quote. The book of Psalms 27 verse 10 says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close," end of quote. Thirdly, God, who made you in your mother's womb, has a divine, perfect, and unique plan for your life. Bible says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." You may have different plans, however, God has a definite and unique plan for your life. God's unique plan for Abraham was this. He needs to get out of the pagan idol-worshipping background and serve the living and only God for the rest of his life. Genesis chapter 12. God's plan for Noah was to build an ark for the security of those who would come in for rescue when the flood destroyed the whole earth. Genesis chapter 6. God's purpose of Jacob's life was to build a nation called Israel through his 12 children who became the 12 foundational tribes of the nation Israel. Genesis 49. God's plan for Joseph's life was to protect the promised line of the seed, Jacob's children, from the worldwide famine and death. Genesis 50 verse 20. God's plan for Moses' life was to deliver Israelites from their bondage in Egypt and lead them to the promised land. Exodus chapter 3. You know, God says this about prophet Jeremiah. He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." End of quote. Beloved, did it ever dawn on you that God has a beautiful, divine, unique, perfect plan in your life? You see, God set you apart for a unique and definite purpose even before your birth. The Bible reveals this truth. Don't you want to know more about God's plan and idea and His perfect plan for your life? Please visit www.teachbible.org for more details. You see, our today's Bible insight says, "Therefore, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, because He is your Creator who formed and shaped you the way you are. He loves more than any other person would ever love you. He is committed for your future well-being here now and after death. He has a perfect, divine, and beautiful plan for your life." My dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you created, formed, and shaped me. And I believe you love me more than all people in this world. I also believe you have a divine, perfect, and unique plan for my life. I surrender my life to you now. I know I can know the living God in and through your Son, Jesus Christ, God, because Jesus is the mediator you gave to me to come to you and to have fellowship with you. I believe Jesus Christ died for all of my sins and rose again. I thank you for your love, and I do accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.